Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 7, Good or Bad. Taking initiative can be done for good reasons, but sometimes bad reasons. It can be a good idea or bad idea. When taking the initiative, you need to think about the action all around. Think about why you are doing it and what will happen because of it. You need to take the time to determine where your action will take you and how it will affect others. Taking the initiative is not black and white. There sometimes needs to be a lot of thought that goes into it. Always think before you act and work to ensure a positive outcome. The good. Taking initiative is mostly seen as a positive thing. It can advance you in your career and make a major difference in your professional and personal life. When taking the initiative in the workplace, it can be a life-changing experience. It can help you get that promotion you have been wanting, or it can greatly help out your coworkers. If you have positive reasons for taking the initiative, it will typically result in advantages for you.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Advantages of taking the initiative. Sense of achievement. Sense of control. Gained confidence. You are being proactive. You are inspiring to others. Gaining self-awareness. The bad. We really need to think out our actions before we take them. Not all actions have amazing endings. Some endings are completely different than what we expected. The difficult part of taking initiative is that we really cannot guarantee the ending we expect. We can make educated guesses, but it does not guarantee anything. Also, we need to take initiative for the right reasons. If we do not, it can have negative consequences that not only affect ourselves but others. Doing things for the wrong reasons go against ethical practices of the work environment. There are also bad reasons for avoiding risk. Below are examples of reasons that we may have come up with that stop us from taking the risk or initiative. These reasons make us think taking action is a bad thing.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
But really, it is fear that is holding us back. The timing is not right. I tried it before and it did not work out. It is a good idea, but circumstances have changed slightly. I'll get to it eventually. If it is not broke, why fix it? Develop judgment. Over time, we learn to develop judgment on whether our actions will result in good or bad results. We will be able to determine if risk is done for the right reasons or we are doing it to adversely affect someone else. Through experience, we are able to develop judgment and skills related to taking risk and the initiative. Ways to develop judgment. Consider all aspects of the issue. The extent to which the outcome of acting is known. The degree to which the action is repetitive. Drawing on previous experience. Thinking outside of the box. Feedback from peers and supervisors. Being aware of bias. When developing various types of judgment. There are three main types of judgment. They include action judgment, value judgment, and reality judgment. With this, we must think about what type of judgment we need to utilize and when to use it. Types of judgment. Action judgment. The mental ability for uncoupling elements of an action and recreating it in a new form. Reality judgment. To know when to stop. It means to have judgment of detachment, a clear head, and an objective balance. Value judgment. Knowing when the action is right or wrong. Avoid acting on emotion. We are responsible for our own emotions. We have to control them ourselves. It is not other individuals' responsibility to do so for us. Acting on emotion can cause negative outcomes. If we act using emotion, it is normally not a clear action. Emotion, although a good thing
created
at times,
with free version for non-commercial use,
cause us to make rash decisions. Ways to control your emotions. Do not react right away. Reacting immediately to an emotional trigger can increase risk of consequences. Find a healthy outlet. Manage emotion properly. Talk to peers before making big decisions when emotional. Look at the bigger picture. You may not be able to see the bigger picture in the moment, but take a breath and think about how it affects you and others. Case study. Anne and Katie work together. Anne has been expecting a promotion for quite some time. She always takes the initiative and works hard. Katie, on the other hand, has been with the company for 6 months longer but never takes the initiative. Anne assumed with all of the work that she put in that she would receive the promotion. The promotion was given to Katie with no explanation. Anne told Kelly, another coworker, that she plans on quitting. Kelly told Anne that her decision was based on emotion.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And she needs to take a step back and really think about the decision. Anne agreed. Anne thought about the decision and decided that she worked too hard to quit. After a few days and calming down, Anne congratulated Katie on her new promotion. Anne continued to work hard after being encouraged by Kelly and received a promotion 1 month later.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.